The Lord's blessing and wisdom be with us tonight. Well, I'm going to have just a real short little introduction here and then get into the meat of the message. I kind of blew it earlier this evening. It's 6:45 this morning, and I got up to make a coffee drink, and I got snagged with the dishes and a couple of other things and came back 2 hours later. So I didn't really make the right choices earlier this evening, and I felt kind of guilty when I came into prayer for making the Lord wait. The Lord was so sweet. He sent my Jesus kitty over to come and lick my nose and tell me that he still loved me. So I said, "I'm sorry, Lord. It happened again tonight. Please help me change." He said, "A little humility goes a long way, but don't condemn yourself. That accomplishes nothing but demoralization. You get enough of that on a daily basis from the world. And yes, this is for everybody. Don't get down on yourself when you make poor choices. I'm right there with you, with my arm around you, saying, come on, let's try again. That's all it means to me. Very simply, a lesson learned now, and in the future we'll make better choices together. The devils are opportunists, as I have told you before, so don't give them the opportunity. Get up and keep going. Many times they've set you up anyway, just to see if you'll fall for it. And after a few times you begin to get the picture and stop falling for it. Really, Lord?" I'm not quite seeing that, but I appreciate the encouragement. I want to give all of you an encouraging word tonight. Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither were my saints. So don't push yourselves excessively beyond what you can feel is my desire. All of you have made progress with what I've been giving Claire. Some of you have made spectacular progress, especially those who do not have to fight against the formation you got from people with religious spirits. When I say religious spirit, I don't mean Catholic or liturgical churches. I mean believers with an extremely staunch, hard line, and narrow viewpoint. Those who stopped learning years ago and are still defending and repeating the same litanies over doctrine, rules and ways of living and worship that were passed on to them. I've done many things out of the ordinary that come under serious condemnation from those whose comfort zone feels violated by my Holy Spirit's new way of moving. It is so easy to defend what you've been taught and condemn what you've never personally experienced. What I want to tell you tonight is that you will know them by their fruits. Going back to Heidi Baker, he talked about Heidi in another tape. She was a hungry woman. She worked in a dried up and barren mission field with very little fruit to show for her labors, which, by the way, were in keeping with what she had been taught growing up and at the university level. She followed the conservative way, and it led nowhere. After years of that, she was left hungry and aching, asking so many why questions. She loved the people, and she loved me, and she knew, just knew, there had to be something more. When you've tried everything in your sphere of knowledge, and nothing brings results, you get desperate. And she was desperate and willing to try something that could result in her losing funding. She was in love with me and with the people, and was desperate to touch them deeply, to see real miracles, signs, and wonders resulting in conversions, mass conversions. So she went out on a limb, and her support sought it off. Just as an aside here, the people who were supporting her were, I guess, pretty conservative, and they said, if you go to the airport, we're cutting your funding off, because that's where she went and got this new anointing. But she was desperate, so she went anyway, and that's a whole story in itself about how she got touched. It was quite miraculous. She was out for several days, I think. The Lord went on. But when she went back to the mission field with the new anointing she gained at the airport, I struck her with the greatest move of God ever on the African continent. That's saying a lot. That's fruit. You will know them by their fruits. When I incarnated, I deliberately looked foolish. Born to a lowly carpenter, raised up in poverty in one of the lowliest vocations of the day. I did this deliberately because I wanted to be recognized by my spirit, not by my wealth. I could have made a grand entrance, impressing even the rulers of the day. But I came for those who were desperate, just like Heidi, the ones that were trampled on every day by the ruthless Romans, not the ones taking their ease in palaces by oppressing the poor. And there was only one way I could be recognized, by my fruit. Lives were changed. New traditions were instituted. The seriously ill were healed. The dead were raised and the lame walked. The blind could see. This is what I mean by fruit. If your discernment cannot operate out of your comfort zone, you're going to have problems. In fact, Satan relies on that flaw in your understanding and will exploit it for all it's worth. For instance, if one day the news should announce that the Messiah is coming and he makes a grand entrance, approximating the supernatural, and every eye should see him because the news cameras will be running, and he makes world peace after a time of destruction and promises everyone prosperity, emptying money into the pockets of the masses. All of this would fit the comfort zones of those who maintain their thinking inside the comfort zones society has provided for them. They would fall for this false Messiah in a heartbeat. In the meantime, the Christians with discernment would be mercilessly persecuted, homes and children taken from them, put into jails and executed as dissenters. Those whose comfort zones had been pandered to would applaud such moves and call all Christians troublemakers. I do not wish for you, my people, to be fooled by anyone. I'm warning you now. There will be a spectacular display of the supernatural to convince you all that the Messiah has truly come. You will not stand unless you're willing to oppose the status quo, and opposing the status quo will have serious consequences. What are you willing to relinquish in your ways of thinking? How far out of the box are you willing to take your faith? Have you in the past recognized a move of the Holy Spirit and corresponded with it? Or have you denounced it with other people who had no discernment? Some of you who visited this channel are not comfortable with the way I talk to Claire. You feel something good, but your upbringing in the faith totally contradicts how I speak to her. At times you feel threatened. Could it really be this easy to talk to God? I'm asking you to examine the fruit in the lives of the people who post here. Get acquainted with the moving of my spirit in ways that you are unaccustomed to. You need to practice this skill, whether you're taken in the rapture or stay behind. You need to be able to recognize me in my variety of movements. I love variety. I love fun. I love to be close to you. I love to show my human side to you. After all, that's one of the reasons I incarnated on this earth, to reveal the love of the Father to you. Get accustomed to finding me in ways you've never expected. Go deeper in your discernment. Take the time to stretch your thinking, and definitely rebuke a religious spirit, because that's what's behind your difficulties in discerning me. I don't fit in the box, and neither should you. I've called you to be mine, exclusively, not the byproduct of some religious denomination or non-denomination. I created you to be unique and an individual. Don't allow yourself to be crammed into someone's comfort zone. Grow into who you are, no matter how unconventional, out of the box it may seem to you. If you feel the fire in your heart, pursue it. Don't allow the enemy to water you down with someone else's boundaries, guidelines, and agenda for your life. Take the collar off your neck and break free of that Pharisee leash. I've come that you may have life, and life abundantly in the Spirit, but it will never happen if you're living someone else's vision of who you are. You need the courage to discern yourself. Swim against the current and cleave to my Spirit above all else. He is the only one that should be setting your guidelines and boundaries in a fresh and exciting way, without the musty old murmurings of a crowd that died a long time ago and gave up their dreams to protect their future. So this message is about discernment, breaking free of a religious spirit, and proceeding on your way with my Holy Spirit into the life you should be living in the Spirit and out of the comfort zone. I bless you now with the courage to commit to thinking as I think, doing as I would do, and tasting the fruits of the tree over the fence, out of your comfort zone, right here in my backyard.